Hey Logan, welcome to Five Question Friday. Thanks for taking the time being here with me today.
How's it going?
Good,
Got
good.
glad to be here.
Awesome. So if you can get us started with your 30-second elevator pitch.
Yes, it's probably less than 30 seconds. So I'm Logan. I'm the owner of a CPA firm in Central Texas, and I love to help taxpayers, clients know what the heck is going on with their tax return. And I also have a YouTube channel where I'm helping accounting firm owners or people that want to be accounting firm owners think about how to run their own firm.
Awesome. Yeah, people, everyone should definitely check out your channel. Some great content there. So let's go back in history a little bit. Growing up, we don't always say we want to become accountants when we grow up. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an inventor. So someone that invents like something cool. And I was never smart, but I always thought I was scientific. It like create something new, even though it was, maybe piecing together two pieces of furniture or just something that rolled around on the ground and piece something together as a kid. So I always wanted to create something. And I think that's kind of morphed into like why I became a business owner, because I like to create stuff and be my own ownership or have ownership over it.
Yeah, definitely. Then being a business owner, I mean, you have so much you can create, not just in terms of products, but value and all kinds of things. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so now, what does the term lifelong learning mean to you, and how do you incorporate that into your life?
Yeah, I'd say it's one of the most important things for, I guess, someone in our profession to be a lifelong learner, because there's almost no way you can know everything there is to the tax code unless you just have a photographic memory. And same with, the accounting profession as a whole. So every day, I try to learn something new, and usually I do when I'm working on a tax return. And then running a business, I try to learn something about how to make my business better. And it's just a constant learning, and like it never stops. And I always appreciate it, because when you're not learning, you're not growing, and then you just kind of check out. And so I always love to be engaged and like using my brain.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. If you're not learning, you're not growing. And it's okay to say I don't know too, right? A lot of times we worry if I don't know the answer, then people will think I'm stupid or something.
That's like my favorite answer now these days, is I don't know, because it like just relieves so much pressure off of yourself. And that way you can just like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that. And then all of a sudden, like, you have an opportunity to provide more value later on and
Definitely.
make sure you're actually right.
And when I got out of college, I thought, okay, now I don't have to read anymore, or I'm done with learning. But I learned in the real world, you don't stop learning. It's always learning every day.
Right. I don't, yeah. On the business learning is crazy compared to what you learn in school.
So kind of, I guess, along those same lines, can you share an experience of you stepping out of your comfort zone and how it's facilitated your growth?
Yeah, it's probably, I guess probably when I had the opportunity to leave a firm that I was working at to be a director of the tax department for another CPA firm. And to really, what happens with they just basically said like, hey, you're in charge of all these projects now, just make sure they get done. And by the way, hire somebody, an admin, and then run their systems as well. And so I was given the opportunity to step into that, and that helped me form me as the firm owner I am now. So without that experience, I wouldn't have had a taste of what it's actually like to be my own, run my own business. And that was kind of like a mini preview of business ownership, to where I actually liked it. And so I was able to basically use everything that I learned in that prior job and apply it to how I run my firm now.
Awesome. So can you share any books or podcasts or any resources that have significantly influenced your journey of growth and development?
Yes. So I have it right here. It's called Founder, Farmer, Tinker, Thief. And
Okay.
if you've read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, I think it's Michael Gerber,
Yeah,
it's
Berger.
very similar to where you know, it's like about systematizing out your business. But there's essentially this guy, Chris Cooper. He is like a gym owner, and there's like four different stages of entrepreneurship, and you start, as a founder, and you end up as a thief. But it helps you like kind of see what level you're at, and what you need to be doing at that level, and then what you need to do to progress to the next level. So like, it took me forever. Even so, I've read this book like four times or listened to it as well, and it still took me a long time to really like, okay, like it's finally time to hire somebody. But I should have hired somebody, if I was really listening to the book, I should have hired somebody a long time ago. But it really helps you like rationalize important decisions that you need to make to like make running a business better and improving your life.
Yeah, take the load off of you, definitely.
Yeah.
And E-Myth was actually one of like the very first business books that I read a while back, and it opened up my eyes. It's like the technician, the manager, the entrepreneur. It's like you can't wear all three hats at the same time.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
And that's actually after when I did my first hire was, okay, I need to hire someone that's going to be the technician so I can be the manager and then be the entrepreneur. That's awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I'll definitely have to get that book and look into it.
Yeah, I try to give, if I have a client that starts a new business, I try to give them this book. Even
Oh,
like,
nice.
I don't know if they'll actually read it, but I'll send it to them just as something like, hey, something to think about.
Yeah, that's a nice gift. Awesome. So, question number five. What's one piece of advice you'd give to our listeners to help them grow and prosper in their professional and personal lives?
Yeah, I would prioritize like you time. So prioritize like personal time and put it first. So like really create boundaries for yourself with work and personal life, because otherwise you're going to your personal or sorry, your professional life will easily outrule everything if you let it to let it. So for example, I every day about 12 o'clock, middle of the day, I go and work out and eat lunch. Every day I prioritize that. Even if like I'm super busy, I'm gonna make sure I work out every day. 'Cause if I don't, I'm gonna feel like garbage. And I'm gonna be super stressed if I don't. And my body's not gonna feel good. My mind's not gonna feel good. And so I prioritize that out of like, I could be like, it could be near the deadline. I'm still gonna find a time to work out. So you really like, you really got to put it first. Things that are important to you. So family time as well. And make sure you just do it. Even if you're busy, just do it. Because if you're like, I'm gonna do it when I'm not busy, that's never gonna happen probably, because you're always gonna be busy. So you might as well just do the thing, like, okay, I'm gonna stop working and hang out with my family, or I'm gonna just, because work is always gonna be there when you get back.
And I mean, a lot of other people I talk to that are into their careers, that's the same thing they say, make time for yourself, make time for your friends and family, for the things you enjoy doing, because like you said, work's always going to be there. And a lot of times, like a few weeks ago, one of my newsletters, it was like, do you work to live or do you live to work? Like, it's a difficult question to answer. Awesome.
It's so easy to do the later on that.
So Logan, that concludes our five questions, but I have a bonus question for you, a surprise.
Okay.
And so I know you have a quite a large following on social media. Are there any like tips or tricks that you would like to share on how like other people can increase their followers or just like how they put out the content?
Yeah, I always say be relatable. So when I first started my Twitter, it was just to like network with people, other tax professionals. And I was like, okay, cool. I see that everyone's talking about taxes. That's cool. But then once I started to create like memes, relatable memes. So expressing creativity and emotion that everyone can relate to through a meme. Like that's when it started to, that's when I started to gain traction and, you know, outreach and, you know, the numbers started to increase.
Nice.
And so really just be like, be relatable, something that someone can relate to. And that's how you gain like likes and followers. Essentially.
Awesome. Well, Logan, appreciate you coming on and sharing all the insight and wisdom, and also sharing that book with us. And I'm sure our listeners will benefit from it.
Thank you for the opportunities. Yeah, so glad definitely. You're doing this for other people.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Have a good day.
All right, man. See ya. Good luck on 915.
Thanks.
All right, bye, man.
Bye.